flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
I'm not jumping. Last time I jumped, I lost the game. No Sarah today. She's still awake from yesterday in Vegas. I'm not kidding. I looked at her Instagram stories while we were listening to commercial break, and she's still posting stuff. It's 8:50 in the morning. She's been up since 3 a.m. yesterday.
It was pretty funny. I was call screening for her earlier, and I talked to somebody, and he was like, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to check out her stories. Yeah, good luck.
It's a journey. Yeah. Let's get to our contestant, who is John from Seattle. John, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, dude.
Good morning, John. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, John has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, John?
Let's rock.
Baja Men had the hit song, Who Let the What Out?
Dogs.
Correct. What potato chip brand is known for having ridges?
Ruffles.
Yes. If you were born today, what zodiac sign are you?
Pass.
Which animal moves so slow that moss grows on them?
Do turtles?
Nope.
Pass.
Which tennis legend announced his retirement in October 2024?
Frederick?
Nope.
Pass.
What band has the hit songs Bleed American and The Middle?
AFI?
Nope.
Waffle Hours?
Nope.
Led Zeppelin?
No. What planet is the farthest from the sun?
Uranus?
No.
Pass.
In Winnie the Pooh, what is the name of the character who is a donkey?
Eeyore?
Correct. What is the capital of Illinois?
Champaign-Urbana?
No. John, you got 3 correct.
Bummer. I kind of know, I think, maybe now, but... Okay.
Well, just to make you feel good, the first time I played Beat Mix, I only got 2, so you did better than Taryn.
Yeah, you never know. Steve might not be used to Taryn doing Beat Mix, and Sarah's out, so she might mess him up. You never know what's going to happen.
I could read the questions really slow.
Don't do that.
please.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Baja Men had the hit song, Who Let the What Out?
Dogs out.
Yeah.
Who?
What potato chip brand is known for having ridges?
Lay's.
No.
Pringles.
No.
I knew that wasn't the right answer. Lay's. I can't think of another chip. Oh, this is going to drive me insane. Pass.
If you were born today, what zodiac sign are you?
Taurus.
Nope.
Virgo.
Nope.
Sagittarius.
Yeah. Oh, which animal moves so slow that moss grows on them?
Oh, man, turtles?
Nope.
Sloths?
Yes. Which tennis legend announced his retirement in October 2024? Which tennis legend announced his retirement?
Oh, his. What's that guy? Rafael Nadal.
Correct. What band has the hit songs Bleed American and The Middle?
Jimmy Eat World.
Correct. What planet is the farthest from the sun?
Is it called Ridges? No.
What?
Saturn?
No.
That would be Uranus, Taryn?
No.
Jupiter?
No. In Winnie the Pooh, what is the name of the character who is a donkey?
Eeyore.
That is correct, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Why?
That said, though, you got 5 correct, which is a win.
Okay, then I don't care.
5-3.
Let's go.
Sorry, John.
No worries. Hey, you guys were talking about Chi-Chi's, and I grew up next to one in the 80s.
Did you?
So... Yeah, it was pretty crazy because it was like kind of like, I can't believe it's coming back, but it was super kind of Midwest Mexi, like super cheesy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stuff. But the one thing that was kind of bummed me out about them is they always had like a gnarly happy hour, and there was definitely always people kind of hurling and being drunk in the parking lot, like 80s style.
They were losing their Chi-Chi's in the parking lot.
Yeah, it was like blue Hawaiian margarita stuff all over the parking lot.
Well, it sounds like we'll be at the grand opening of the new one, John.
I hope they had the same happy hour. Apparently, Thrill used to work there. A lot of people have been texting in.
The potato chip brand, known for having ridges. Ruffles.
Ruffles.
Ruffles have ridges, but you can't roll your... R's, can you?
Ruffles have ridges.
The planet that is furthest from the sun is Neptune.
Neptune.
You got Eeyore. What is the capital of Illinois?
Chicago?
No.
Davenport?
No.
I don't know anything else in Illinois besides Chicago.
Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
Springfield, duh.
And how many seconds are in 5 minutes?
How many seconds are in 5 minutes? 350?
No.
Oh.
300. You were so close. Congratulations on winning, though, Steve. That was beautiful. Now, we are very excited to have Coats for Kids back in action, and we're trying to raise a lot of money right now because we found out this morning from a listener that they were going to challenge the Rockaholics to raise another $5,000, and if that happens, Steve, what are you going to do at Live Night?
I'm going to sing...
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic...
So I got to sing the whole song. The new originals are going to do the backing music for it. Not just the jiggity-jing part and the hee-haw, but the full-on Dominic the Donkey.
How many verses are there?
Well, when I start singing, too many. I'm very insecure about this because I have a terrible singing voice.
What?
Yes, I know.
You sing like a canary, Steve.
I feel like you want this to happen because then at least you're not the worst singer up there on stage.
If you would like to...
Because you're singing on stage because the Rockaholics stepped up. They raised enough money so that you'll be able to sing on stage with Coats for Kids. And now we're looking to hit at least $20,000...
$369.
And right now we are just a few dollars away from $16,000. We've already raised over $1,000 this morning thanks to the Rockaholics. People like Jenny Carucci donated $69, joined the 69 Club. Jesse Parks donated $69.69. David Harden also joined the 69 Club. Clint Adams, he joined the $100 Club, donating $100. So every amount helps. $20, $50, $69, $169, whatever you got.
It's fantastic. You can head to KISW.com to donate or just text KISW give to 44321. In the world
of... Hey, jingity-jing.
I can't wait.
In the world of rock and classic rock, I think we can all agree that Neil Peart of Rush is the greatest drummer of all time, yeah?
I mean, if you're a dumb Rush fan, sure. No, I can't argue. He's an incredible drummer. May he rest in peace.
Who do you think is the greatest drummer of all
Meg
time?
Meg White of the White Stripes. No, kidding. I always piss off my drummer friends, even though I do love her drumming. Man, you know, I might lean towards... I do love... who's the drummer from Jimi Hendrix Experience? Mitch Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Or Keith Moon from The Who.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be surprised at who was picked as the greatest drummer of all time. And I'm going to tell you about it after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have already had some great calls and texts this morning, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up if there's something you'd like to chat about from the show, or if you've got something on your mind you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
Uh-oh.
I'm nervous to answer this call. It's our friend Sarah, and she's in Las Vegas. Sarah, how are you still awake?
Hello!
That's how. Oh, my gosh.
I have not gone to bed yet, you guys.
So what time did you wake up yesterday for work?
I woke up at 3 a.m.
So since 3 a.m. yesterday, so you are well over 24 hours.
I sure am. I think I'm like 28, maybe.
Well, I mean, you're not going to sleep through your birthday, right?
Absolutely not.
Happy birthday.
So now you can't sleep at all?
Well, okay, you guys, I am on such a high. Can I just tell you, went to the club, right? Tyga touched me. Twice.
Oh, we got your voicemails. We know.
Oh, no. You played them?
Some of them.
Well, you left them on the Odyssey app.
You left four.
Yeah.
I left four?
Yes.
Four. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, anyway. So then I stayed till the closing of the club. George was not a fan of that.
Okay.
And then we met two amazing strangers.
We got kidnapped,
George says.
Okay.
Because some man was just like, come in my Hummer limo and let's go to the strip club. And George was very against it. But at this point, it was my birthday. So I was like, babe,
I can do anything she wants.
Yes.
Oh, I bet you really had it. I bet the Hummer guy had to really twist your arm, huh?
Yes. And, do you know what his name was? It was Delicious.
I don't think that was his name.
It could be his birth given name.
Delicious. He was delicious. Don't tell George. But
well, he's sitting right next to you, but we won't.
Just between us.
Yeah. And then, you guys, we rolled up to this beautiful, large strip club. We made friends with a bunch of strippers, and they told us it was open 24/7. Mm. So I was planning on being there all of my birthday.
So what time did you leave there?
We had to go home.
We made friends with the promoter. So he came back to our room at like...
Six in the morning.
So you had random people come to your room at 6 a.m?
Steve.
Yes.
The promoter right now is going downstairs in the lobby of our hotel to go get two strippers to bring back to our room.
For what reason? Now. You guys gonna Netflix and chill?
Dude, some boobs.
Gosh.
Well, we're gonna have to let you guys get to that.
Whose birthday is this? I feel like it's becoming George's birthday.
Honestly, George is acting like it's his birthday.
No, I need to go home. I gotta go.
He's gotta go home now. But I will say
he's home Vegas now.
Yeah, I know.
This is very Vegas. The promoter is very like, so are you guys into like hooking up with everyone or like what's your vibe? And I'm pretty sure the promoter has a huge crush on George.
Let's go.
Which is a dude.
Wait, what kind of let's go was that? Was that like let's go like we're excited or let's go home? Let's go.
It was
both.
Dear penthouse, I never thought it happened to me, but on my wife's 42nd birthday.
One last stupid question. Are they expecting payment?
This is a great question.
Good luck spending all the money.
I'm not going to lie. The promoter seems...
Not sure.
Yeah.
George, lock up your credit cards. Put them in the safe. Lock them up.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, for sure. And I'm free. So if any of the girls or strippers are trying to, you know, I'm free. So
well, my question wasn't about you. It was about them. But yes, I'm glad to know that you're free.
Happy birthday, Sarah. We love you.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
I love you guys. I'm so sorry. I cannot believe it's in the morning.
Yeah, we're just about to finish the show, so we have to turn you loose.
Oh, well, tell Ryan hi.
We will. All right, bye. Oh, earlier this morning, we got a chat with Seahawks defensive end Mike Morris, and he was absolutely awesome. He shamed me for not liking eggnog.
That's true.
He goofed on one of his teammates for being old.
Yes.
And he also shared why his coach is weird.
Yes.
So if you missed it, you're going to hear from Mike at 9:50.
Daily Mix Show.
We are wishing you a very happy Blue Friday, and what better way to celebrate the occasion than by chatting with our defensive end for the Seattle Seahawks, Mike Morris, number 94. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, man, congratulations on what's been like an awesome last few games. Also for you, I mean, I know your rookie year didn't turn out the way you hoped. You got injured, so this is kind of like your first year now. It's been an emotional roller coaster for us fans, but what has it been like for you guys?
Oh, man, it's been nice. It's been amazing. I definitely got to grow, especially with this new coaching staff and having like a plethora of vets in front of me that I get to learn from and just like absorb all the knowledge and experience that they've had in the NFL and the success that they've had in the NFL. And just be able to apply it to my game. So I feel like I've grown a lot in this year, especially as a man as well.
Do you feel like you have like a mentor, a specific mentor on the team that's kind of helped you on your path?
I could probably say like my three vets, Jay Reed, Draymond Jones, and Leo.
Let's talk about Leonard Williams since you mentioned him. That interception, pick six, the run, as fan, I was exhausted watching him run. How was that? What was that like for you guys?
Oh, man, I ran down the sideline, too.
Yeah, I know.
I for sure ran down the sideline. Because, I mean, just seeing what that guy goes through, man, like, his body's hurting, it's definitely inspirational for sure. And to be able to still do that at his old age, you know, it's crazy.
He's so old.
Yeah. Elder Seahawk.
He's old, bro. He's old.
We're talking with Mike Morris, defensive end for the Seahawks, number 94. And I have a question about a different road game last weekend. And that would be the road game where Michigan upset Ohio State at their house.
Let's talk about it. I'm here for it.
I mean, that fight at the end of the game was pretty wild. But the game itself, I mean, how electric. I mean, to do that at their house, that was just so fun to watch.
Hey, it was even better for me to watch, and it was even better just to see the faces of my teammates so we were at the hotel, and to see my teammates' faces after the game, I was just like, that brought me great joy, like to see, because Draymond, his room was right across from me. As soon as the game was over, I banged on his door, like I boom, 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 like I was the police, and I was just like, yeah, what's up, and he was like, man, leave me alone, and I was like, nah, bro, y'all was talking. It kind of gets me very upset, gets me very riled up, because every year we play them, like, best team Ohio State's ever had, the best team in the world, this team has this amount of five stars, this amount of this, and then to what?
Now,
all that for what?
Reverse the situation. How would you feel, though, if you saw a player on the other team have their flag and put it in the center of your field?
Hey, man, it's the cost of doing business. That's all I'm going to say. It's the cost of doing business. If someone comes into your house, beats you up, and then eats the food out of your fridge, like, come on, bro. Like, what are we going to do? You can't do anything about it. You knocked out. You got KO'd. Let me make my sandwich, get some orange juice, and then I'm going to get out your way.
Now, Mike, I got a question for you. If you open that refrigerator and there's eggnog in there, are you an eggnog fan, or do
I
you...
I am an eggnog. I am an eggnog guy. I'm an eggnog guy.
See, I'm anti-nog.
I'm an eggnog guy. Why? But
I just never love light. It's too creamy and bleh, it just kind of grosses me out.
Do you like milk growing up?
Not really. Is that the problem?
How tall are you?
5'5".
That's why. You didn't even grow up drinking milk.
Yeah,
that's the problem. It's a little people thing. They didn't like nutrients growing up.
Would it be okay if I ask you a couple of silly questions?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I recently saw an interview with Derek Hall of your team, and he mentioned how Mike McDonald, from time to time, will challenge him to a thumb war. Is that just a Derek Hall, Mike McDonald thing?
My gosh. No, it's a. I feel like he's just generally just in that spectrum of weird. You know, you gotta when it comes, you gotta deal with it, and then it'll go. So you just gotta. That's a Coach Mike thing for sure.
I feel like he's been prepping to be a dad before he was even a dad. Then.
Oh yeah, he's like he has the dad jokes down to a T for sure.
I saw DK Metcalf mention how he's a big fan of Triple H and Shawn Michaels from the WWE, and some people, myself included. I was like, oh, that's awesome. He's a wrestling fan as well. Is there something in your world that when you tell people you're a fan of, they're surprised about that? Maybe it's wrestling. Maybe it's anything else.
Probably theater. I like theater. So I went to go watch the Wicked movie with my fiance as well.
Are you going to sing along with all the songs?
I don't think I've ever watched Wicked. I've always watched, like, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But this is my first time actually watching Wicked and learning the music. So I definitely enjoyed it for sure. And the leading actresses were amazing.
Mike Morris of our Seattle Seahawks, number 94. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
And thank you so much.
Want to give you a follow on Instagram. Your handle is @_MoneyMike with 2 E's.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go Hawks this Sunday versus the Cardinals, 1 p.m. on Cairo.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Take care.
Get this. Nobody saved a screaming man who had been trapped in a well because they thought he was a ghost. We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Migs download after Weezer.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. There's this 22-year-old guy. He fell into an abandoned well in a forest in Thailand. Nobody in the village came out to help him for 3 days. It wasn't until the cops heard him screaming. And the reason why they didn't come and save him, they thought the forest was haunted and that the screaming was a ghost. So, whatever. Eventually, the cops pulled him out. It took, 30 minutes to get him out. But, he was there for 3 days screaming. He had, even conserved the amount of times he would scream so he didn't, lose breath and things like that. They get him out. He had some bruises, an injury on his head, a broken wrist as well. But most importantly, he was very pissed at his neighbors.
I bet.
I mean, I'm not sure if that's true, but I would be very pissed at my neighbors.
Can I tell you a funny well story?
Yes.
So, when Brad and I bought our property that we now live on up in Stanwood, we were going to be on a well. And our friend Ted Smith from the men's room, I'm telling him, we're going to be well people now. And he said, man, I hope you don't have any problems with snakes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, I hope you don't have any snakes. I'm like, Ted, explain this to me. What are you talking about? He thought that we were going out to this well and hand cranking a bucket of water up from below to bring water to our house. Why do you look at me like that?
Isn't that what you do?
Yeah. It's not like a well,
No.
Wait.
Like a wishing well, like a wishing well, right?
Okay, you guys heard me talk about...
Or like
about
that thing with the lever thing. You kind of...
Oh, see, I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking with the little
with
bucket.
The string?
Yeah, and you throw your wishes down there, and then you just get water when you need it.
Oh, I was thinking one of those handle things where you just kind of keep cranking it, and then eventually the water cart comes out.
No, you get your well drilled. In modern
Excuse
times,
me?
A company comes and drills down very, very deep into an aquifer. Taps into an aquifer.
Folks just don't get it.
They tap into an aquifer.
Sorry.
And then you have a well pump that pumps the water up using electricity. And there's all sorts of pipes and things that bring it to your house.
You know what I love? It that you're telling this story to us and you're expecting both Danny and I to be like, Ted, he's so silly. What a dumb guy.
The fact that you were laughing, I'm like, why are you staring at me?
And we're all looking, I'm like, yeah, everything Ted is thinking, I'm thinking too.
Yeah, right?
I don't have to hand crank. You thought I was hand cranking my water? You think that's how I was bathing?
Yes.
Hand cranking my water?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Are you getting butter at a store too? Are you going to tell me?
We get our butter from the store.
I had no idea that the wells were electric.
Oh my God, you guys. This is amazing. Welcome to my world.
Sorry. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 46 degrees, going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD. That's what's up. Go Hawks.
Jolene is in for Ryan Castle, and she is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.